Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, January 18th, 2024, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a mostly flat open, with S&P futures largely unchanged. This follows Asian markets closing mixed, and European markets also mixed in early trading. The US 10-year is down 2 basis points, yielding 4.08%. The dollar is mostly flat against the euro and pound, softer against the yen, gold, oil, and industrial metals are higher, and cryptocurrencies are mixed. No change in the broader market sentiment. Dialing back in market rate expectations and the backup in yields continues to influence. Geopolitical risk remains a background concern, particularly the impact of the Middle East tensions on supply chains and the inflation outlook. ECB officials also continue to push back against rate cut expectations as officials coalesce around the likelihood of summer policy easing. A pickup in China GDP growth failed to dispel mounting concerns over its economy after the December activity data came in soft and the property metrics deteriorated further. While data prompted more calls for stimulus, Premier Li downplayed the prospect of large-scale easing in his remarks at Davos overnight. On the data front, we had Australian December unemployment rate coming in line with consensus, Netherlands December unemployment rate inching up above expectations, and Japan November core machinery orders negative and below expectations. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have the weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, December building permits, housing starts, January Philadelphia Fed index, followed by weekly EIA natural gas inventories and DOE crude inventories. In corporate news, The Verge reports that more job cuts are coming for Google. Citing an internal memo, The Verge reports that Google's CEO is telling employees that the cuts are not at the scale of last year's reductions and will not touch every team. And the Washington Post reports that developers are not receptive to Apple's 27% fee for using outside payment methods on its App Store. The article reports that Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney called it a bad faith compliance plan and something that Epic would take to court. Spotify termed it outrageous, and another developer called the fee insane. On today's earnings calendar, we have Truist Financial, Northern Trust, M&T Bank, KeyCorp, and Fastenal due to report before the open, and we have PPG Industries and JB Hunt Transport Services due to report after the close. Asian equities ended mixed on Thursday. Hong Kong's market ended higher on a potential technical bounce following yesterday's rout, and Taiwan closed higher as TSMC beat expectations. China Premier Li has downplayed major stimulus this year. Bloomberg cited comments from Premier Li in Davos that were interpreted as the clearest signals yet that policymakers remain adverse to large-scale stimulus. Li touted China's ability to meet its 2023 growth target without flooding the economy with massive stimulus. And a sharp decline in Australian employment reinforces the Reserve Bank of Australia rate outlook. The Australian economy lost jobs in December, contrasting with expectations for a jobs gain. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at an inline 3.9% as participation rate eased. The data reinforces expectations that the cash rate has peaked, with the RBA expected to hold in February. European markets have opened mixed, with the Euro stocks, French CAC, and German DAX trading higher, but the FTSE 100 is lower. Air freight currently unfazed by the Red Sea disruption, but markets are underestimating the risks. Red Sea disruption is already having an effect on the ocean shipping market, leading to significant increases in spot rates as well as costs, but analysts note air freight market is yet to see any impact. The Baltic Exchange Air Freight Index following normal seasonality, with a small mini peak expected into the Chinese New Year, which would happen over the next 2 or 3 weeks. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Thursday, January 18th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.